the Tijuana Kale Pectate Festival. After a six-day run, it's me, Gary Burbank. Thank you. Thank you. It's okay. This is Gary Burbank telling you and only you to not be so hard on cannibals. They like people. 413.
Spring Beach.
A few people have called me and asked if I got any biggies planned today. They want to turn the radio off. I do. We're going to tell you a story, so I'll turn it off. Well, the very sad story of the deformed cow who had bags under her eyes.
W-H-A-Y. Think on that one.
There he is, the man with a one-track mind. He thought Jim Bouton's book, Ball 4, was about groupies. You get it done.
Yes, I know. Believe it or don't. Believe it or don't. Many years ago, King Henry VIII cut off his maid's head. Yes, you know that, but they're fine. He created the first topless waitress. It's time now for Sea Hunt.
No, that's an F. That's a G. You never get it.
You've been listening to Sea Hunt.
Calling car 64, car 64. You are now car 65. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
W-H-A-Y.
Whoa. Nork 535 with Gary Burbank. And show me a man with both feet planted firm on the ground, and I'll show you a man who can't get his pants off. Today's part of the day. You can do it.
I wonder, mother, with the poem of the day. This is about Marcia, our receptionist. Okay. Marcia burned her bra. I'm sure she meant no harm. The fire department put it out. They called it a false alarm.
All right.
Now here he is, the man who painted his garbage cans orange and black and told his family they was eating out at the A&W. Gary.
Thank you. Paul Ford Wacky Redbone. Today's musical question is coming up.
Now.
Hey, what do you call a Mexican with 9 children?
The musical answer.
El Producto.